time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, May 11th. We're back here live to entertain you, make your morning easy, and turn you on.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure, Sam.
It is, huh? It's a tall order.
I gotta be on. Wow, okay. We're going to turn people on. I don't know about that, but we'll try.
We'll try.
So how was your birthday, Sammy?
My birthday was great. You know, I was in a good mood all day. And I went with my wife to have lunch out here on the boulevard.
Aww.
And that was cool. And then at night I went to, we went with the kids to eat and some Israeli food. And that was great.
Ooh.
Have you ever had like,
no,
it's amazing. It
really?
Really is. Yeah.
What's a good restaurant to go to for that?
It's called the Hummus Bar and it's in Tarzana and there's no better place like it in LA.
The hummus you mean?
Yeah.
But you say it.
Like hummus. Hummus.
Okay. That's how you say it?
Yeah.
Hummus.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
hummus
what I'm going to say from now on.
Yeah.
Hummus.
Yeah.
Not hummus. Us
exactly.
Americans. Do you laugh at Americans when we say hummus like that?
No, I'm used to it by now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you've been here for a
while. I've been here for a long time.
Okay, so you went to the Hummus bar in where? In here?
In Tarzana here in the valley.
Okay.
And, you know, shish kebab and, you know, and all kinds of stuff like that.
I do like shish kebab.
A lot of great salads. I got to tell you, you know, the like Middle Eastern food has got so much flavor compared to what we eat here, you know. I mean, you know, you go like to a Subway here. You know, there's no flavor to the sandwiches. You
just compared it to Subway.
Yeah, that's true.
There's some good foods here.
Yeah. No, there are for sure, you know, but for the most part, there's a lot of spiciness and things going on, a lot of flavor.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I have, you know what? I did go to a Middle Eastern restaurant in the valley. It was a, what's it when you smoke the hookah?
The hookah?
Yeah.
Really?
Is that how you say it? Am I saying it right? The hookah? I loved it. And I think I had shish kebabs there. So good.
Possibly, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know. What's with the hookah thing? I mean, my son is getting into it now.
It's so fun.
Is it really?
Have you never done it?
No, you've never done it.
You know, I'm not a smoker at all.
Right.
there's something really neat about it, and it tastes amazing.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
because they have like flavors.
Yeah.
Stuff, right?
I remember the last one I tried when I went to this restaurant was, I think it was like pear or something.
Uh-huh.
It was delicious. It's like
really?
I really don't even know what to compare it to, but it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the shape of the hookah.
Yeah.
And there's something really, really neat about it, like sitting there and smoking
and
on
sharing it.
Is it bad
stuff,
for you?
Yeah.
This is such a dumb question. But is it bad for you because you're not really...
I'm sure if you're inhaling smoke, you know, do you inhale it?
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
not...
does it go into your lungs or do you just keep
it in
your
mouth?
I don't remember.
I don't think it's like pot where you inhale it into your lungs.
Well, cigarettes you inhale into your lungs too, you know, but some people smoke without inhaling. You know,
that's true. What's the point?
What's the point?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. What's the point of smoking that? but no, I don't know. The hookah's pretty awesome. I like that it's got different flavors.
Yeah.
It's pretty, pretty neat, I have to say.
Yeah, it's like a little ritual, huh? You sit with a lot of people around it. And...
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I think it's... I don't do it often. I mean, there's a couple places that I've been here in LA that I've been to that I've done it. But, you know, I don't do it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want one to do on a daily basis.
Yeah, no, don't do it. We've got a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Who are we speaking to?
Stephanie? Who do you think it is?
Cecile, right? I was going to say Celeste, but... I know it's you, Cecile.
I know why she's calling.
Why is Cecile calling?
Oh, well, first of all, I wanted to say happy birthday to Sam because I couldn't call him yesterday. But,
yes.
You know, I heard you had a great guest, so I was just calling to say happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. That's really cool. And you could have, yeah, you should have, oh, I see. You didn't call yesterday because of the guest here? Is
no,
that
no,
what?
No. She oh. couldn't.
No. Oh, okay. I couldn't call because I was on a phone call with my boss.
I see. Okay. You're not in trouble, are you?
She's no, always never. In trouble. Okay. Never
She's
trouble.
About to be in trouble with me in about 5 seconds for telling the story. I'm going to kill her. I know exactly why she's calling. Go ahead, C. No, go
well,
ahead.
Don't tell a story.
Don't act like you don't know that I was going to call. Okay. I told you I was going to call first thing
this
in the
is
morning.
Actually... Okay, let me just set this up
Are you going to embarrass Stephanie?
Yes, it's okay.
Yeah?
It's okay.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. because last night, Sam, I had probably the worst blonde moment I've ever had, correct? Correct?
I think so. I think it's on top of the shelf right
okay.
there, yeah.
So well. Go, yeah. She can tell the story because this is really bad, Sam.
Okay, let's hear it. Go ahead.
All right, so yesterday was my friend's birthday, and so I took her out to Toy on Sunset, and I called Stephanie or texted Stephanie, and I said, do you want to go? And she was like, no, I can't really go, but you guys go, you know, and text me if you're doing something later.
Right.
So we're about to go to get some frozen yogurt. So I texted her and I said, hey, we're going to go get some frozen yogurt. Do you want to go? She goes, yes, pick me up. And I texted back, yes, in 10 minutes.
No. Hold on.
Yeah, you said
pick me up or meet me there.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's what, when you texted me, then I texted that back. But then she sent, or meet you there, which went under the radar. Mm-hmm. Then I told her, you know, we're here. And she goes, oh, already? And I'm like, yeah, it's been 20 minutes. And she's like, oh, well, I'm on Skype, so I, you know. And I'm like, well, hi, Mike, whoever she was talking to. And then said, come down here, hurry up. And we're waiting outside her house, and we can see the light in her house, and I can see there's no movement going on. And we're all sitting in the car going, what the hell is she doing?
Uh-huh.
And we're waiting. I'm like, hello, I don't see your ass moving. And she's like, not responding. And I'm like, okay, what's happening? 15 minutes go by, and I'm like, Steph, are you coming? She's like, oh, sorry, hon, I'm not going to make it. And I'm like, what do you mean you're not going to make it? We've been waiting here for 15 minutes outside.
Right.
And she's like, what do you mean outside? It's not my fault if you're not going in. I'm like, okay, well, we're leaving. And she calls me finally, and she's like, what the hell are you talking about? Why are you screaming at me? And I'm like, we've been waiting outside for 15 minutes. Outside your house. She thought we were at the place, the frozen yogurt place, waiting outside for her to go in.
But seriously,
I was like,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, it was just ridiculous because I'm like, I told you I was coming to pick you up. Why would you think we were at the restaurant? Like none of her story made
okay.
sense.
Okay, so let me, in my defense, Sam, in my defense, this is what went down in my head, uh-huh. because apparently this is a totally different story. C texted me, and she was like, or she talked to me. She's like, yeah, we're going to Toy. Now, Toy on Sunset is right by my house.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I got in my head that she was like, do you want to go to Koi?
Oh,
okay. So... But it said she
What's
even
that,
texted.
Like a club or
Koi
something?
is a sushi restaurant on La Cienega.
I see. Okay.
So, in my head, I'm like, she's at Koi.
Right.
Okay. Now it says clearly. She texts me clearly saying Toy.
Right.
But whatever reason, I thought she said Koi. So I. That's why I said, hey, Do you want to pick me up or do you want me to meet you there? She goes, and then she goes, yes. And I'm like thinking, wow, that's
yes,
awfully.
Yes, in 10 minutes.
She goes, yes. And so I'm like, I thought she was responding to meet me there.
Right.
So I was like, okay. So then she's like, be there in like 10, we're leaving in 10 minutes, whatever. And then she's like, she goes here. And I go, already? Like, you're already there? You just, that was quick, you know? And I'm on Skype with a friend of mine and I'm talking to him and he's like, and she's like, I go, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not going to make it. Because I won't get there in time by the time you guys go in and get your frozen yogurt, whatever.
Right.
And she's like, what are you talking about? She's like, we texted you 20 minutes ago. And I was like, yeah, I just won't make it. And then she started to become mean to me on the text. And this is so unlike Cecile.
I wasn't mean.
No,
I
you
was
were mean for
waiting.
You. I know, you were mean for you. And I'm like, why? And I'm sitting there with Mike, and I'm like, why the fuck is she yelling at me right now? So I started getting pissed, and I was like, look, I am not going to make it. I'm sorry. I had no idea. And she's like, you had no idea. I told you. And so now we're arguing back and forth. And then finally, she says something. She's like, fine, we're leaving. And I'm on the phone, and I'm on Skype, and I'm like, Mike, I'm sorry, hold on 1 second. And I call her, and I'm like, why are you being so mean? And then I was like, are you outside my house? Because then I realized, and right. She's like, yes. And I was like, oh my God. So this whole time I thought she was at the yogurt stop.
Wow.
And it was the stupidest thing I could have done.
Now, Cecile, why didn't you guys knock on the door or something and get in?
Well, exactly. Because this house is, normally when I pick her up, I just come down and I say, hey, and I could see, you could see her bedroom window, so I saw her dog coming out the window and, like, looking at us, and we're like, okay, well, the dog is actually moving, why isn't she moving? and I was like, come on, Steph, you can't just be, like, on Skype and, like, finishing your conversation when we're all waiting outside. It's, like, not like her at all, so I'm just like, okay, waiting.
I was having a conversation.
And the
whole
time, she's, like, on Skype, like, bitching about my ass to her friend.
I was like, why is Cecile such a bitch? And Mike's like, what is wrong? And then the moment I'm, like, on the phone talking, Mike, he is seriously dying laughing. He's like, you are such an idiot. I was like, I gotta go. And then they came back, thank God, because they were nice, and they came back and they got me, and then we went to get yogurt, and then they made fun of me the whole night.
Now I don't know if I missed this or something, but did they tell you they were coming to your house?
No.
Yes.
No.
You did?
But and Stephanie even said, she's like, oh, it's so nice of her to come all the way from court to my house.
No. Hold on.
She didn't have to do that. I'm like, if you thought that, then you knew I was coming to your house. How does that equal to me not being in front of your house waiting for your ass?
Shut up. Hold on. I'm going to kill you right now. Okay. I'm going to kill
you. I'm right.
No, because, she writes, we're going to Yogurt Stop. You want to come? I said, yes, but do you want to get me or meet you there? She goes, yes.
Okay.
And then she goes, we are right here at Toy. Now, in my mind, she's at Koi.
Right.
She goes, another 10 minutes or so. And then she goes, here. So I'm thinking now, because she really, I thought she responded to my last text, or meet you there.
Right.
So that's why I thought she was there.
Can
you side with me a little bit, Sam?
I don't know. I'm totally fucking confused.
She also said that she was like, oh, I was even telling Mike, it was so nice of you to come back from Koi to my house.
Yeah.
So, if she said that, you knew I was coming to your house.
I didn't
put whatever. Yeah. I was coming back to your house to get you.
Sam is like, oh my God.
Obviously, there was a misunderstanding here.
No, it was just
next
really
time,
funny.
Just call instead of texting.
There we go.
Know? It's a lot easier, I think.
Mm.
Well, I agree. When you have AT&T like she does,
it's
rather text than call.
Well, that's actually true.
AT&T, your world is connected.
I agree with that. Well, thanks for embarrassing me. It's okay.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having us wait 15 minutes outside your house.
Yeah.
And then itching at me
for being a nice person.
God. I was so pissed that she was being such a bitch to me, and I didn't even know that it was me that was making them wait for 15 minutes. We just could not stop laughing about it last night. It was so retarded. Yeah. Anyway,
so
maybe
did you end up
us.
Going to the frozen yogurt and get some?
Yeah, we did.
Cool.
We had
And I even bought her frozen yogurt. That's how nice.
Yeah, you see, well, all's good that ends good. So there you go.
See, she's my best friend.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Definitely, definitely.
Anyway, thank you for calling in, C.
Do you guys ever hang out with Megan together, or is it like separate relationships?
No, we've hung out a couple
together?
Times.
Together?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah.
But
But you're not like the Three Musketeers or something.
No. Because I met Cecile without Megan.
Right.
So, and I've known Megan longer. So, like, C and I have a friendship that it's funny. Like, I have some friends that I'm friends with, but a lot of my friends, it's just like me and that friend.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Many people have that. You know, I mean, it's like you have friends with whom you do specific things or, you have something common around. Something in common and stuff, and then you share that, but it's not, so sometimes the friends just don't get together,
They've met and they've hung out one time without me at the big lesbian convention. I call it a convention, big lesbian party in Palm Springs, but Yeah, no, it's usually just like C and I hanging out. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes if it's like a big group, then, you know, we'll all hang out.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of very few.
Yeah.
Very few times.
You sound like a lot of fun, Cecile. You should come in here sometime.
Depends on the day. See, yeah. When are you coming in?
Oh,
but I guess she does work.
Oh, whatever.
Day,
you know,
right?
You love me.
I know. When are you coming in?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you guys figure it out. Now's not the time. They're going to start looking at the calendar.
I'm going to be waiting outside for 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I hate you. All right, we'll discuss later.
I told you were going to, like, hear from, you know.
I know.
This
it's
has
funny.
To be, like,
it's okay.
The dumbest moment ever.
You know what? Sam understands my confusion.
Because he wasn't there, and he wasn't in your head, though. Like, none of us were like, how the hell?
That's true, yeah.
Whatever.
One more question, Steph. Did you water my plant?
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, God. I forgot. I'll do it when I get home.
Did you guys live like nearby or something?
No.
No, you have to go all the way there to water a plant?
No. It's my plant.
Oh, okay.
At my house.
We bought it together when we went to Home Depot.
Yes.
The happiest place on earth for lesbians.
She goes...
And bought this plant.
She goes, you should buy a plant.
We bought it. The only reason why this plant is
alive,
still the way it is because I've been calling you every couple of days to remind you of my plant.
That's true. What does that say for me about raising kids?
I don't know. You seem to be doing well with the dogs,
know.
You know?
You're going to have to call me every other day or every day to see. Did you feed them?
Yeah. Did you change
them? Did you
change your baby?
How about that diaper? Did you change that? Or?
Oh, no. It's just been a day. It's fine. They can sit in it.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It's a plant.
Sam, I've tried to compare the plant to the dog to, like, make her want to take care of the plant. And I'm like, poor little plant, it's so thirsty. Do you see it, like, falling? It's, like, sad. It doesn't work.
So bad. All right, you can text me later when I get home that I can water it.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to remember now again.
Yeah, you are, because you remember everything, and I don't.
There you go. You see, you compliment each other.
And this is why you're my best friend.
Yeah. There
you go. I love you.
Yeah. Okay, Cecile. Uh-huh.
All right, come in. We'll discuss later.
Yeah, and calm down a little bit. It's not the end of the world, you know? I mean,
she's kidding.
Yeah, it's just 15 minutes of your time. No big deal.
Oh, you know, it's fine.
I thought you were going to say...
I came back. I could have made her walk to the yogurt place, but, you know, I still turned the car around and picked her up. So.
Yeah, wow.
She's doing something right.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I'm not sure what it is yet, but I'll figure it out.
Because I'm awesome.
Okay.
Anyway.
She's taking the fifth.
No, she's really gonna shut her mouth because she doesn't want to say anything bad about me. Whatever. I make you laugh. If anything, I make you laugh.
You pissed me off real bad yesterday, and then you made me laugh.
There we
so that
go.
Was good.
There
yeah.
we go.
There
well,
you
I
go.
Knew there was
it.
A reason why you weren't moving. I was like, wow.
See, it's unlike me.
Everybody's pissed at Stephanie. I don't get this.
I know.
What do you do to people?
I know.
What do you mean everybody's pissed?
Well,
I'm
Megan
not everybody.
Megan was pissed at her the other day, too.
Oh,
well,
over
that's
the
a
weekend?
Whole different level.
Yeah.
Stephanie and I have arguments, and we talk about them, and we're done. Like,
that's good.
You know, and that was not even an argument. I was like, you know, we laughed about it. We were laughing so hard.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, yeah. I thought you were going to say Stephanie was having Skype sex or something, and she was too busy.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
No, my friend Michael.
That's to be honest, I thought that might be what she was doing.
Yeah, I wasn't having Skype sex. No, my friend Michael.
I know, but like, so we could see you from the window, like, you know, we could see the inside of your room, and like nothing was happening. So I'm like, she has to be on her bed because I don't see her getting ready, going to the bathroom, you know. I was like, she has to be in her bed.
And literally, Michael and I were talking about because him and I did a TV show years together. What am I talking about? Years ago together. Well, okay. And called The Game. And he's a really, really talented actor in New York. And he just booked a job in Miami. Mm. So he called me and he's telling me about it. And literally our conversation was about, like, his gig, like, what he's playing and whatever. And so it was, like, not even exciting.
Right.
So what I'm saying is it's so funny because this conversation could have happened any other time. Right. It was so not important. It was just him and I catching up. Like, it just happened that we were on the computer and we started talking and whatever. But it was just so funny because I made them wait for nothing. Like, I wasn't having sex. I wasn't having an important conversation with anybody. Right. It was just like, hey, how are you? I haven't talked to you. What are you doing? Oh, I'm in Miami. I booked a gig. Oh, congratulations. What are you playing? Like, literally, that was our conversation.
Right.
And it was so stupid, and I made him wait for 15 minutes. It was so great. I wish I could tell you that I was having sex or doing something fun, but I wasn't.
But that wasn't the case, no.
Not the case, kids.
All right.
All right,
okay,
see
you. Cecile, thank
Thanks
you
for
the story.
Calling in.
You're welcome.
All right,
Thank you.
I'll call you later.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
I'll later. Water the plant.
Thanks.
I appreciate it,
Cecile. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye. She's so funny. She told me she was going to call in today and make fun of me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it just confused you even more, Sam. It's okay. Yeah. It's a confusing story, but...
No, it's okay. I know exactly what happened, and I don't think it's a big deal, you know? But
no,
maybe you
just
had to be there, you know?
It was just a funny thing.
Yeah, it was funny.
But apparently just her and I think it's funny, and nobody else. Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways, so...
Well, she's fun, yeah.
No, she's a great time. We'll have to get her in here.
How long did you know each other? Have you known each other?
About a year.
A year?
Yeah. Okay. A little over a year. Yeah.
And with Megan, it's also a year, right?
Oh, no. Megan I've known for since 2009. So
oh, wow. A
what
couple
is it?
Years.
Yeah, it's like 2 years now. But then we didn't talk for like a year.
Yeah.
So yeah. I've known her, but then
count.
We didn't talk for a year. And now we're talking. So, yeah, I mean, I guess if you look at it that way, we've known each other the same amount of time. But
yeah.
I have known her a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, C and I met through mutual friends.
And, yeah, by the way, I wanted to thank your dad. He sent me an email wishing me a happy birthday,
aww,
which was very
he?
Nice, Tony. I really appreciated that.
Aww.
And, yeah, I wrote him back. I thought it was nice. A few people did take the time to actually write me emails, you know, more than just post on Facebook, which was really nice, you know. But I got to tell you, man, it was just so hard, you know, so amazing to have all these people post on the page, you know, and
right.
stuff. I must have had like 200 people wishing me happy birthday. And it's kind of like, you know, it feels good, you know.
Right, right. Of
yeah.
course.
So,
you feel important. I think that's
even
like,
though you don't know most of these
I know, right? You're like, who are you? But thank you.
Yeah.
I have to say, that's something that Facebook did right.
Yeah.
I like the fact that...
they remind you of birthdays and things
yes,
like that?
Yes, like, because,
yeah.
you know, for family and obviously friends, we don't always remember.
Right. I never remember, you know?
You don't?
Yeah.
I remember my closest friends that I've known all my life.
Right.
But everybody else, I'm like, I can't remember. Because one thing I do hate about Facebook mm-hmm. is that thing now, I think they started a couple months ago, where you can see where somebody is, like, if somebody
yes.
checked in at, do you
yeah,
know what I'm
it's called
about?
Places of Foursquare. Yeah.
I think it's an awful idea.
It is.
Because for your safety, I think it's
right.
awful.
It is. You know, I mean, why would you want people to know where you are?
Right. Like if a stalker,
yeah.
somebody stalking you, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-girlfriend, like, I think it's absolutely a horrible idea.
Yeah. And then they know you're not home. They can go and break into your
home. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, for what reason do you need to know where somebody is at all
yeah,
moments?
I
like,
know.
I think that is the stupidest thing, and I want to write to Facebook, and I want to say, get rid of it.
Well, they have Foursquare also, which is not really affiliated with Facebook. I mean, they do have it on there, but
what
or maybe
it?
They are affiliated. But that's the thing. I mean, it reports where you are and stuff.
It's called Foursquare?
So, yeah.
So it just it does the same thing?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And Facebook's is called Places. Or something, and I always wondered why people would want to use that, you know. So
yeah,
I think who's at fault here is the people that use it, not Facebook, you know?
I agree, but
yeah.
Honestly, like, I'm trying to rack my brain, for what reason would I want, okay, if I put this up here, why would I want
right.
people to know? It's for
no.
people to come because
right.
Like, I have no idea as to why people actually would use this.
Yeah. For a lot of different stupid things. I mean, you know, sometimes people post things that are totally unimportant and irrelevant, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I am reading a book right now. I am about to shower.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't care.
Yeah.
People have asked me in the past, like, why don't you put, like, what you're doing? And I'm like, because nobody cares what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Nobody in the world would care that I am about to read a book.
Right. But... you know, I mean, people do care about what you think, you know, and that's what
that's
I think
fine.
Facebook's
that's
about.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about, like, when people say, I'm going to go get a manicure now.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
Exactly.
Nobody cares. I don't care. I don't give a shit what you're doing.
I know.
And you don't care what I do. So, but this is what I'm saying. Like, this whole Foursquare, or the thing on Facebook, Foursquare, whatever.
Yeah.
I actually find it really unnerving.
Yeah.
I've never
it
used
is.
It.
I've always wondered about it, too, you know. And,
I think
yeah,
we should write to just, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
I think it's just, there's a couple things that need to be changed on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then send in suggestions.
The
like
whole,
they really give a shit, right?
They do give a shit, Sam.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
going to say something. They give a shit what I say. I'm going to share a really embarrassing story with you guys.
Yeah, you are? Wow.
Not a sexual story. Really? But, okay, so talking about things. This is, I feel like something needs to be changed in the event department as far as on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
When there's an event or a party, I feel like there should be a better way to notify you. And maybe this is just me because I'm this much of an idiot. So I got invited. This was a couple years ago. A friend of mine puts out an invite on Facebook saying, you're invited to the 10 Things I Hate About You premiere. And I was so excited for my friend Nick. I was like, congratulations. I'm so excited for you. I will be there. Because he booked this TV show, 10 Things I Hate About You, on ABC Family.
Right.
So, you know, whenever my friends are in stuff, I get excited. Okay, so I respond back, you know, I'll be there. Can't wait. Now, he doesn't respond back to me because he's got all these people responding to him, so I don't think anything of it. And I just quickly look at the date,
right.
February 20th. Okay, great. Got it. So I ask a friend of mine who's also an actor, and I was like, oh, this would be great networking for us, so let's go. I ask him, and he's like, oh, this is great. I would love to go with you. He's like, should we get dressed up? I said, yeah, wear a suit. I said, I'm going to go to my stylist. I'm going to get a dress. So, you know, probably like a longer dress. I'm going to look nice. It's like
right.
a red carpet thing. And he's like, okay, great. So I go to my stylist. I call her up. I say, hey, I got a premiere to go to. Can I come in and get fitted for a dress? Yeah, come on in. Go in, get a dress, long, beautiful dress, shoes, jewelry, the whole works, right?
Mm-hmm.
The night before, I'm talking to my friend who's going with me. And he's like, Steph, what time is this premiere at? And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's like 7 or something. And he's like, well, can you look? Because I need to figure out my day for tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, God. Okay, you know what? Fine, I'll look now. So I go onto my computer, pull it up, the invite, 10 Things I Hate About You premiere, February 20th, start time, 8 o'clock, end time, 8:30.
Really?
Location in your living room. I got a fucking dress
to a
premiere
God.
That never existed.
Wow.
I actually got a dress to a premiere that never existed, Sam. And my friend that was on the other line was like,
my God.
Yep, that sounds about right. And he was laughing so hard he couldn't stop. So now I'm sitting here like, I am mortified.
Uh-huh.
I am absolutely mortified that this was a stupid invite just to watch the goddamn show.
You thought you were going to a premiere.
I thought I was going to a premiere. I got an outfit. So now I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? Should I go tell my, like, when I drop off my dress, am I going to tell my stylist the truth? She's never going to let me have a dress again. So I'm like driving there and I'm freaking out. And the next day and I'm freaking out and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to say to her. And I'm just praying that she's not going to be there. I walk in. Here she is on the computer right there. Hey, Steph, I can't find pictures from the premiere from last night. And I go, I drop the dress on the hanger. I go, oh, yeah, it was just at somebody's house. There wasn't a lot of pictures. I got to go. And I took off because I was so embarrassed that
wow.
I actually went through with this. So to this day, she has no idea that I got a dress for a premiere that never existed.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I
you think
feel,
that's Facebook's fault?
I'm just going to blame it on Facebook. I'm going to blame it on that they don't make it easy to read, to show that the events, that it should be, I feel like, I don't know how to, I would have to come up with some way to redesign this. But once I figure it out, I'm going to send it into Facebook and they're going to change it for me because I'm going to tell my story and they're going to be like, she is a moron, but we think that we should change it because it's obviously not that easy to read. So there you go. Now
that
you know.
That is funny.
Yeah, it's
that
pretty,
is funny.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Wow.
So anyway, those are the two faults
Must have
that
been
I have
disappointing too. I mean, you thought you were going to a premiere.
You know what?
And
I was... me and my friend, we were like, yeah, we're going to get dressed up. We're going to go network and the whole thing. But what would have even been better is if we actually got dressed up.
Yeah.
If I actually got dressed up and he came over and then I looked at the event. And
yeah.
Then I saw.
Yeah, like right before you left.
Yep. And then we're all dressed up. And now we're sitting on my couch. Watching the stupid ass show that he put out.
Yeah.
No, but that would have been better. I wish it would have gone that far. But still, having it go that far, even for me to get an outfit, is pretty embarrassing.
No, it is. It is. I mean, you know, even if you forget the show time, I mean, I would be curious where it is, you know, if I got an invitation like that, you know.
Right.
It's like, where are we going, you know?
You would think that I would think about that. But apparently, I was just so excited for my friend to get this TV show because he was a series regular on it. So I was like, oh, this is great. And then I was even... It seems to be a recurring thing that you don't read. I hate you, Cecile. Like, you would think that I would read, obviously, everything, the location, everything. But I was just so excited for him.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just wanted to reply, yes, I'll be there. And I was so excited to be a part of it and like support him. So now I read the events, but I feel like they're not easy enough to read. I feel like it needs to be a little bit different. I'm going to work
we'll
on it.
We'll simplify it for you.
I'm going to work. Anybody else out there have any problems with reading events on Facebook? Please call in and let me write in because I need to know if I'm the only retard out there.
Yeah.
But I think that I'm going to design something. I'm going to send it into Facebook and see what Mark says.
Sounds good. Okay, I'm sure he's going to pay attention to it.
Oh, my God.
But talking about Facebook, I guess they're saying that Facebook apps leaked users' information.
What?
Yeah. You know how you can have apps on Facebook and stuff? You know, like people always send you all kinds of shit.
Oh,
like
games.
And
yeah.
I never accept any of these, you know, because you have to divulge your Facebook information to have that app working, and I never want to do that. So now what they're saying is that developers of web applications are what leaked all the information and stuff, you know, like third parties.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, they're saying advertisers had access to users' profiles, photos, chat, and other personal information.
Oh, God. I mean, obviously, look, we're in... You know, a society where we have
no privacy anymore.
Right. Also, everything is about the internet.
Right.
Which is great in a lot of ways because it keeps you in touch with people that I wouldn't be in touch with. You know,
right.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, Google, you type in something within seconds.
Right.
You get all these answers. But it's also scary. I mean, you're putting a lot of trust in it. And then you have people that want to just fuck around.
Right.
And like there's a virus going around. Cecile sent me, I told you this morning.
Right.
Just, I'm saying it now on air. If anybody gets anything on Facebook from trying to be friended by Smart Girl 15, and if it's a link that says something about the Obama-Clinton scandal, do not open it. It's a virus and it'll shut down your computer. It was on MSNBC this morning. But So please don't open it, you guys. Just delete it right away.
Yeah, don't open anything on Facebook for that matter. You know?
I agree too, but there are people that do.
Right.
So, you know, because they trust it enough. And you know what? And rightfully so. We put a lot of trust in this and we think that, you know, we're safe and we can do this. And then you have people that just don't care and they think it's funny and they're just gonna fuck with us.
Yeah, but you know, I think you should figure out like, you know, when messages are not real and stuff like that you know, you never know what they're gonna send you. And besides, it's all spam and you know, and advertising and shit like that anyway, you know.
No, I know.
So I try not to even use it, you know, who cares?
That's good though. I don't open really anything from people that I don't know or something that looks a little like.
Yeah, I mean, it always looks like spam or like some kind of a virus or something.
It does. Like that thing that was going around. I'm sure you got it on your Facebook. This is what you look like when you get caught or something on camera. It was like all these stupid things. I was getting them actually like a lot last month.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? This is so obvious. Like if for people to, you know, but I got hacked into one time.
Yeah. I don't know how people do that. You know, it's like I get like those chat messages all day from people that are friends.
Yeah.
But that I know would not say these things, you know, or, you know, wouldn't. So it's like you can recognize them now, you know, all these spam things. I just don't know how they take over a person's account.
I don't know either. Mine got hacked into one time.
Really?
Yeah, because it was, I got a message from a friend of mine that didn't look like spam. It was, like, I know I do stupid things, guys. Right. But, you know, there, I have some common sense. And it looked, it didn't look like a spam, and I clicked on it, and then I realized it was a virus right away. And then I went and I changed my password. Because I think from there, I did it within, like, 5 minutes, but they had already sent it to a couple people.
Right.
A couple of my friends. And so I immediately changed it. And then I was like, look, don't open anything. I'm sorry. But now it's fine. But yeah, it happened within 5 seconds of me clicking on it. Yeah. They immediately were on it and sending out stuff to my friends.
Wow.
So I did that one time. And now, you know, I mean, I've learned from it. But I agree. It's pretty obvious, I would say.
Yeah. Have you ever received, like, email from, excuse me, people you know, that says something like, oh, we're in Europe and we got robbed and, you know, we have no money and please send us some money. And they have so many of those and people fall for them because they believe it's their relatives.
Yeah, I actually, somebody I know had that happen to them and they started freaking out and they were like, oh, we'll send you money or what. And I'm like, why would you, why would you do that? I mean, I don't know.
And especially, you know, I mean, just think about it. If this happened to you, you would call your immediate family. You're not going to call your friends or send email to acquaintances or something that, you know.
Exactly. I mean, come on.
They're going to send you money. You
Did you get one of those?
I get them all the time.
Do you get them all the time?
Yeah.
It's an actual email, right?
Yeah, it's an email from someone you know. And it says, so when their accounts are hacked into, that's what they do. They, I guess they go into the address book and send this message to everybody they know.
It's such, it's scary. I actually, my cousin, she's my age, she lives in Chicago, she somehow, this was back in, I think she just graduated college, I don't know how they got her information. This couple got all of her information and started taking money out of her bank account.
Whoa.
And took about an obscene amount of money. This wasn't like a couple hundred dollars, like thousands of dollars we're talking. And she didn't know until months later, and they were traveling across the country.
Wow.
And somehow this couple finally got caught, and she was in like debt because of it from this couple that she had no idea. And I really don't know the story, but it was really scary. It went on for like a couple of months they were doing this, but to get everything back and the banks and everything, it was like over a year.
Wow.
It took so long and she was so stressed. And I mean, I felt so bad for her. It was really scary and such a violating feeling.
Yeah.
You know, I've been robbed before and that's such a violating feeling too.
Yeah, I know.
I hate it. It's really, really scary.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not, I wasn't even in the house, but like I came home and immediately my husband and I knew we were robbed and it was just like this. And they took like just the, like DVDs and a computer and stuff like that. Yeah. But it was such a horrible feeling.
Right. Yeah.
Just knowing somebody was in your house going through your stuff that you didn't know that was wishing you harm. And it was just so creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hated that energy.
Yeah, it's invasive. You know, I mean, they get into your house. It's scary as hell.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, thank God we weren't there. You know, there was nothing huge taken that we couldn't have replaced.
Right.
You know, we were okay, but it was just, it was such a scary feeling. I did a whole sage thing afterwards in my house. I don't know if you guys know. I was literally like, because we had a stick of sage. And if anybody is spiritual and knows out there that if you, sage is used for it to kind of get away evil spirits and just cleanse the energy in the household.
Yeah.
So, I think they're calling it smudge sticks. I forget exactly what it is. But and I immediately did that because I was like, I want this energy out of my house. Like, I don't want any of this. So I immediately was doing that. Thank God we had one in the house. But that was the only way I felt better after that. But it was creepy, you know. And then we filed a police report. Police came. But you know they're not going to do anything.
Yeah. Did you so you didn't have a dog at the time?
I didn't have a dog at the time.
Yeah.
See? This is what dogs are good for.
Yeah.
I mean, many things, but, you know, especially when you have a big dog.
Yeah.
It's nice. They're scary. I mean, my shepherd, people are scared of him because he's a shepherd.
Yeah, and he's big.
And he's big, you know. And the other one's medium size, and people aren't as scared, but he's still a bigger dog.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not, it's, I, as a woman, feel safe.
Yeah. So you prefer bigger dogs. You don't really like chihuahuas and shit like that. They're too toyish for you.
Well, okay. I'm going to be honest.
I mean, if you're a dog lover, you got to love all of them, no?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like a fair weather fan with dogs. I'm just kidding. No, I do love all dogs. But I have to say, though, I never really understood the love of, like, Chihuahuas. And I'm being honest here. Until Megan had found a Chihuahua running down the street and she rescued it. And she had Maggie for about 2 weeks, and then she placed Maggie in a home, and I took care of Maggie a couple times, and I actually loved her. She was so sweet, and it really, I was so thankful because I never really got the whole love of Chihuahuas or like smaller dogs.
Right.
But man, I fell in love with her, and I thought she was amazing, and I was so thankful that, like, you know what, this came into my life for a reason. Now I can really appreciate a Chihuahua.
Right.
I really love it. But the thing is, as I grew up, all my friends had bigger dogs, like Golden Retrievers growing up.
Right.
So I was always around bigger dogs. So to me, that is what, like, wrestling with my dog, laying on my dog. Like, I love
true,
that.
Yeah.
But I mean, now I have to say, I really do love all dogs. I think they're all amazing for all different reasons. And, you know, but yeah, I never really got into the Chihuahua thing until Maggie. I didn't understand it at all. So sorry, Chihuahua lovers. Now I love them. Now they're great.
Yeah.
They're super cute, though.
Chihuahuas are cool. I like Chihuahuas.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, my kids have had a couple of them, and I just find them to be very playful,
really?
You know, a lot of fun, yeah. And you can take them anywhere, you
That's
know?
So true. You know what? I do have to admit this. I was a little Hollywood. I agree with you, Sam, because when I watched Maggie a couple times, I would bring her in the car, and she'd just sit, like, in my arm. And I could bring her anywhere, and I was like, God, this is such a great accessory. I was like, she looks awesome in my arm. But she,
like Paris Hilton.
I know. And I felt kind of bad about it. I was like, am I like the typical Hollywood actress that's like carrying their Chihuahua around? I mean, even though she wasn't mine, but it was just really funny, though. But I agree with you.
They're extremely cute. I find them to be very cute.
That's fine. I didn't know your kids grew up with Chihuahuas.
Yeah.
So in your ex-wife's home, they have them?
Okay. They have. Yeah. In fact, they counted the animals they have in their house yesterday when we went to dinner.
Uh-huh.
And they have six between the dogs and the cats.
How many of each?
Two cats, four dogs.
Oh, my good. And all Chihuahuas?
That's a lot. No,
okay.
No. A pug and a Chihuahua and I don't know what else they have there.
They're like me.
Yeah.
They're like animal hoarders.
Yeah, yeah. They turned out to be like their mom, and I was never into it, you know, because I like animals. I just don't want to live with them, you know. I don't want.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with all the.
So you just want to play with them, and then you want to give them back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
Like a grandfather.
Like a grandfather. That's why we had this talk.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't understand why grandparents are so like, oh, the kid's amazing and want to spoil it.
Yeah.
It's because you can give them back.
Exactly. You don't have to deal with all.
You don't
that,
have to be
know?
The disciplinarian.
Yeah.
You don't. None of it. You can just be like, oh, you're so cute. I love you. You can do whatever you want, and then give them back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what my parents do. I think they teach my nephew, or they do the stupidest games with him, but he loves it. And then he goes home to my brother and my sister-in-law, and he wants to play these stupid games. And my brother's like, Dad, what are you teaching them? Like, what are you, like, seriously, like, my dad will come up with the dumbest games, but it makes him laugh.
Right.
So,
yeah,
that's all that matters.
I guess, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's
happy.
You just want to make your grandchild happy.
Yeah.
I mean, when they're that young, any game is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. They love it. They love that stuff, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And kids are good with animals, too, you know. I mean, the thing is that I love to see animals and kids together.
Don't you?
Interacting and stuff. Yeah.
I think they're so cute.
Very
I actually
cool.
have a story about Fred with when I just had Fred, my one dog. When I was with my ex-boyfriend, he has a nephew, adorable, who's about two or three at the time, I think three. And Fred and Kingston got along like brothers.
Right.
They loved each other, but then they also fought like brothers.
Yeah.
Okay? So one time, Kingston, this is so bad, Kingston had a treat for him because, you know, Brent's parents were like, here, you want to give Fred a treat? So he has this little bone in his hand, and he puts it out there, and Fred goes to get it. Kingston pulls his hand back.
Mm.
So Fred's like, okay. So Kingston puts it out again.
Uh-huh.
Fred goes for it. Kingston pulls it back.
Wow.
You can tell Fred's like, really? He's getting pissed. So Kingston puts it out a third time. Fred does not move, does not go for it, just lifts his leg and pisses on him.
Really?
Yes. And we were all laughing so hard, and Kingston starts crying, and we're laughing, and we just can't. I mean, of course, like, I had to scold Fred. I had to tell him, no, like, that's not okay. But it was so funny. And then, like, an hour later, Kingston ends up falling asleep on Fred for 2 hours, and Fred does not move.
Wow.
He lets him sleep on him for 2 hours. It was incredible to see this, like, brotherly love between the two of them. But I agree with you. I love seeing kids and animals together.
Dogs are amazing. You know, I mean, the things they would do for you.
Oh, I know. See?
Yeah.
Look at you. Am I making you a dog lover?
No.
Am I going to have to put a dog in your house at some point?
No, I told you, I like dogs a lot. I just won't deal with them. I mean, I won't live with them. And
I
don't know. And you've got big dogs. They must have, like, big shit, too, right?
I know. It's so not appealing.
Oh, it's how disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Man.
It is gross to pick up. But at the same time, it's like, you know.
I know. It's like a price, you know. It's like the price you pay. Just like with your kids. You know, you have to change them and everything, which is
not pleasant. Did you change your
kids' diapers? Yeah, I did, believe it or not.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, when it's your kids, you can do it, I think, you know.
Yeah, I've changed kids' diapers, and I have no problem. Like, if I babysat or whatever, my cousins, I have no problem. It doesn't. It just doesn't gross me out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just whatever. Like, you have to do it. It's done. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But most men aren't.
Yeah, no, I have problems with shit, period. You know what I mean? it grosses me out, you know? I mean, I'm like in and out in 2 seconds. You know?
Are you talking about your bowel movements?
Yes.
I love it. No, I mean, I don't think people like it, but it's like I can completely, when I'm changing a baby's diaper or picking up my dog's poop.
You can disconnect from it?
I can just disconnect, and I'm like, look, this is what I have to do.
Yeah.
It's not what I like to do, but it's what I have to do.
I would throw up, man. I'm just thinking about it. I want to puke.
I love it.
No, but I admire it that you can do it, you know? I
mean, well, it's better than leaving it there. Like, I have a problem with people that are dog owners.
Oh, yeah.
That's leave
disgusting.
It out on my yard or on the street, and then people step in it.
Right.
I think it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
That I have a huge problem with. So just pick it up. It takes 2 seconds. Just carry a bag around.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that hard.
If I had a dog, I probably wouldn't pick it up, although I know I have to.
You are awesome.
I would.
I mean, there's been a few times
I would
where
just feel pressure from other people, you know, watching.
And people will yell at you, trust me.
Yeah.
I've never yelled at anybody to pick up their dog. I've seen it where people don't.
Yeah.
But I don't yell at people about it. I just, you can just stare at them and they feel bad. And then, you know, but I just find it really just rude because how pissed are you if you step in it?
Right.
And then you
not
smell
only
like
that,
it.
And yeah, and you have to look at it and smell it and all that stuff, you know. And somebody has to remove it, you know, so why should it be you?
Exactly.
You know, if it's someone else's dog. So
what a great topic of conversation.
I know, dog shit, right?
In the morning, as people are eating breakfast. You're welcome, guys.
Yeah. So now, did you hear this? This airplane passenger was trying to open the door while the plane was in flight. He wanted to get out of the plane.
No, what happened?
So nothing happened. I mean, they say you can't open the emergency door when the plane's in flight because of the pressurization and stuff.
Okay.
So, but, you know, I mean, in a way I can relate to him. I remember a couple times when I was on a plane and suddenly I just got this anxiety of like, just let me get off this plane. I can't wait another 10 hours, you know?
I understand that, but that's scary.
It is, you know? I mean, so.
But I don't understand how they don't, I mean, wasn't the flight attendants, like, on this guy right away?
Well, I'm sure. And that's the thing. I mean, they got on him, but I think there was a cop on the plane or something. Yeah, an off-duty police officer was on board, so he assisted the crew in subduing the passenger.
Wow.
And
where were they flying? Was it domestic flight or was it international flight?
No, it's a domestic flight from Orlando to Boston.
It's not even a long flight. Oh, my God.
I know. People do crazy shit, man, I'm telling you.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I know. I don't understand. But, you know, I understand the anxiety on the plane. I get it, too.
Yeah.
I do, but and I like to usually take something to knock me out.
Really? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't.
I don't like flying. I used to when I was a kid, but not anymore. You know, it's just not fun. The you know the seats are too small and there's no room to move. You know.
I love JetBlue.
Do you?
I love JetBlue.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's. I mean. More room. You've got the little TV. The people are so nice. It's comfortable. Like,
really?
I have always had such a great experience on JetBlue. I highly recommend it for people. For you.
Yeah.
For
okay.
You, Sam.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I appreciate
just
it.
Just if you're going anywhere.
I'll keep that in mind.
Next time you travel.
Yeah.
But I heard Singapore Air is like the best airline.
That's what they say. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard it's amazing. I haven't flown it yet, but
yeah.
You know, I got to go to India first.
Yeah. Exactly. And sick there, you know. Well, a friend of ours, she was posting on Facebook. She's in India now with her daughter, and she says she's sick, and you know.
Okay. Well, don't drink
I'm
the
like,
water.
Yeah, what do you expect? You know, you go to a third world country.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna get sick.
You probably will for a little bit. I probably will, but you don't drink the water at all.
Then what the hell do you drink?
There's other things you can drink there, but and you also if there's bottles or something, if they give you like a Coke, well, what's equivalent to a Coke there in India, you don't ever put your lips on the bottle. You always drink out of a straw there.
Yeah.
Everything. Like,
really?
That's just, yeah, that's kind of a rule of thumb there. You don't really touch
kinda
anything.
Kind of disgusting. You know, I don't want to be in that place. Like
I'm
that.
Not going to make you go to India, Sam.
Thank you very
I'll
much.
I'll go and I'll just tell you all about it.
I appreciate it. All right, everyone. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks guys. Have a good
Cecile
one.
Thanks, Cecile, for calling. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.